Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, yeah.
Will not be there first, although it will not compare to that situation.
I mean, I'd like to have Thedford. I'd like to have his energy.
Agreed.
You know, you'd be nice to be fully healthy and everything else, but Thedford has shown when he's in there.
You're not getting 17-7 from Aaron Bradshaw again. You're just not. I mean, I can't. If you do, great, but.
I will say, though, what they were able to pull out of him that game gives me some hope.
Yeah.
If Roy Rogers is a big man coach and there's, you know, because clearly there was something there and it got tapped into in that game.
Yep.
But he looked different with the footwork and stuff.
He did.
Just actually looked like he belonged all of a sudden.
Yep.
So it was stark. Maybe we can see a little bit more of that. And I never would bank on it consistently, but flashes and more.
And he did have 14 against SIU. Didn't obviously play against against New Orleans.
I want to say a good second half in the game before he got, you know, before he had to sit out the one.
Yeah, and his minutes are going up. That's the other thing.
They're working with him. They're working with him.
Yeah,
we ain't getting Dane out of that, but you can get something useful.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as your highest paid NIL guy, you got to find something in there.
You can't ignore him, yeah.
So, hopefully Memphis can, you know, do the unthinkable on Saturday and really get this season.
Penny said it was
back on track.
North Carolina Duke didn't have nothing on Memphis Louisville at its peak.
I never saw it at its peak. So, I mean, I saw the D-washed free throw. That was like my moment.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't, even then it wasn't That didn't compare to the days of...
No, well, the one we need, but Rick Barnes won't allow it because there's real hate there, is Tennessee-Memphis.
Exactly.
That's the one we need.
Like, unfortunately, like the Louisville-Memphis rivalry just doesn't have any juice anymore because they don't share a league. So it's like...
It's part of it.
I think that is a
big part of it.
And now they've elevated, you know? They have way more money than you. They have a $13 million NIL budget.
And they'd like to look as Kentucky as their rival.
Exactly. Tennessee and Memphis are in the same state. Right. They're on opposite sides of the state. You have the holier than thou attitude from Tennessee versus the little brother, quote unquote, of Memphis. Like, you have that dynamic, you know. Whereas with Louisville and Memphis, they were peers once upon a time. Now they're not because they're in the ACC and they have just more money than you.
Yeah.
You know, so it just doesn't hit the same to me. And it's not. I guess you could argue it's kind of regional, but it's not that regional. You know, Ole Miss is still regional. Mm-hmm. Arkansas is on the other side of Arkansas, but I don't know. I feel like Arkansas and Memphis is a better rivalry. Like that one makes just more sense to me in 2025 than Memphis Louisville. I could be wrong on that, but you know that one I would get up for a little more. I'd be excited about it, but
I don't know. The blue hairs may teach us. They may show us the ways and how intense this thing was.
Yeah,
we'll see. It's good that they're good. That's what's going to help it. Obviously, we need to be good.
Yes. Penny says he hopes to have all three, but he doesn't know about Curtis Givens, so he's been out for quite a while, Curtis Givens has. So I'm sure he'd like to be as whole as possible against this very, very good Louisville team. All right, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the latest with the Memphis football hire of Charles Huff, his thoughts, his coordinator looks, all that and more. Stick around, J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Frank Bonner going to join us at around 1:25. We will talk to him about the hire of Charles Huff, who, of course, is going to be introduced by the University of Memphis tomorrow. So that is exciting. So we'll talk to him about all that and his hires and things that could be going down with Memphis. You know, quarterbacks, A.J. Hill, lots to catch up on. It was a great night last night in the NFL for me specifically, Jason, because two things. I have the under on the Eagles, 11.5, and I had Chargers money line last night, even money. So was it, that pick at the end was absolutely massive for me. And did you catch that at the end, Henley tackled him?
Mm-mm.
That man tackled him because he picked the ball up, got up, started running kind of just out of instinct, you know, and Henley, his own teammate, tackled him. And said, hey, game's over, man. We're going to have this Marlon McCree, okay? We're not going to have that. So also last night on Twitter, Quentin Jammer, former San Diego Chargers cornerback, says he played at least 8 games in the 2011 season, ish-faced drunk. It was a very busy night in the NFL last night. So people were, like, pulling up his games where he got absolutely burned. They're like, was this one of them?
Good grief.
Was this one of them?
Why'd come back and admit that? It's not going to be any good.
Well, you know, I have theories, but they're not nice to say. You know, but football is a physical sport. We know what it does to the brain. So, you never know. You never truly know. I hope he's okay. I hope he's not going through anything, you know, and I hope that, you know, and I think this is very true. Like, he needs, you know, the NFL needs to take care of their players. I was watching. I don't think that it's necessarily a given I don't think you get health insurance for life from the NFL. I learned that you do get it from the NBA, but I do not believe you get. I think you get 5 years before after you retire or stop playing,
right,
of coverage, and then you're on your own from the NFL. Now I do think there is a pension, but you don't get health insurance for your whole life. And I think of any sport, that's the one that you should have that. Because it's physical, man. It's the most physical sport in the world. But yes, the Chargers go to 9-4, and now you're like looking out. I mean, your Super Bowl champion could be the Patriots. Good. Mm-hmm. It could be the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be the Seahawks and Sam Darnold and that defense? Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I love the defense. I love what JSN and Darnold have done. Kenneth Walker and what's my guy, Charbonnet?
Charbonnet.
A nice run game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust it to get to a Super Bowl, but it has looked good. Is that the former Baltimore DC?
Yes, coach? Mike McDonald.
Yes.
Old Chernoff, man.
That's his guy.
He always has been a Mike McDonald guy from the very beginning. And I also think he was a former Georgia assistant under Kirby, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting.
I think he did stop there at one point. I hope I'm not making that up.
How about the homie Shadur?
Michigan. He was at Georgia as a graduate assistant, and then he was at Michigan as the defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was. How about Shadur?
We were named the starting quarterback.
Not a Super Bowl contender, I don't think.
We were named the starting quarterback for the final four games of the season. Like there was another choice at this point. What, are you going to go back to Dylan Gabriel based on what you've seen? The guy had 394 total yards the other day. Are you kidding me? They announced this. And
Now's the chance to put a good foot forward and continue to – I mean, he had a great game against the Titans.
Yeah. Took him out.
He did take him out.
But did lose to the Titans. I mean, again, no one is crowning Shadur here, but how they've gone about this and not getting him reps. No one's saying you had to split time with him and Dylan Gabriel, but you never knew if Dylan Gabriel was the guy. And you've got, what, 2 rounds later, you take Shadur Sanders just as much a chance, maybe more of a chance, considering all the measurables, that he is your guy. You needed to get him out there sooner. You might have could have had a better season if you had done it. Either way. I'm happy for Shadur that now, after some, you know, mistakes in handling all this stuff and everything else, that he's having some success. Hopefully he'll stay, you know, grounded.
Yes.
That's the key for him. Don't let the success go to your head and everything that you did to prepare yourself, get yourself in this situation, you throw out. It's not God-given. in this case. I mean, you've got God-given talent, but
yep.
it can be taken away from you in this professional league of men if you don't handle it correctly.
Yep.
My hope is that his head's on straight, man, and he goes straight up from here.
Yes.
I mean, he's flash talent that Dylan Gabriel, you know, even think about.
He most definitely
flashing
he most
during this little yes. run for Cleveland.
You're exactly right. He most definitely has. So I think they're going to, you know, they should give
him. With as bad as their QB situation is, yeah. you got Deshaun just sitting there getting free money. You know, you've spent these picks on quarterbacks.
Yep.
It's the best looking thing in the room
yep.
At this point.
So you have that going on in the NFL. The Packers obviously feel like they are surging right now. Nice win against the Bears. Could have obviously gone the other way, but they did get the win. I'll just say this. I feel like based on what's going on in the AFC, if it doesn't happen this year for the Bills, it's never going to happen. Just full stop. Like, I if you can't beat the Patriots in the playoffs, if you can't beat the Broncos in the playoffs with no Chiefs to worry about, the Jags, it's never happening.
I think the reason they can beat a team, especially like the Patriots, it's not just experience, but what Buffalo is weak at, which is stopping the run. If the Patriots do have a weakness, it's that they don't have a consistent run game.
Yep.
You don't understand why, because they got Travion and Stevenson both, but it's that, you know, that line up front, I don't think obviously in Vrabel's, you know, here at his beginning, his start of his tenure, he's got it where he needs it to be. And so that's what you have to do in the playoffs. If you start making Drake May make all the plays, that's where the Bills can come back and get you. That's how they've gotten teams like KC that have decided, no, we're just going to make plays on you, not try to run the ball, which is what you need to do when you play the Bills. It's been proven this year, but that's the point. If they get in the playoffs, and Vrabel's an experienced coach, you wouldn't think he would do this, and you put it all on second-year man Drake May, he's going to throw some picks.
Yep.
Buffalo's been in that spot. But if you run the ball, I'm not sure that they're going to be capable of doing it, but do it consistently in the playoffs, dude. That's how you get past the Bills.
Yes,
but
it is.
I could see the Bills being the team that emerges out of the AFC because maybe some teams are too inexperienced to know that.
Yep.
You know, or think, you know, hey, we can do it a different way.
Yeah. I do think this is a great thing for the NFL, though, that we're sitting here and, like, it's just not obvious who's going to even be in the Super Bowl, right? Like, forget win it. I think every year we could pretty much assume the Chiefs would be in it or they're, you know, win it. And now it's like, you know, we have to figure out, do we believe in the young teams like the Pats, like the Broncos, like the Seahawks? You know, like, you know, the Packers are all in. The 49ers are banged up, but my God, they're sitting there at 9-4.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Shanahan is a elite schemer. The Jags are sitting here at 9-4. How real are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they keep winning. You know? The Eagles.
I'm with you on Jags. I can't figure them out.
The Bears are sitting there at 9-4. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. I think it's exciting to look at all these new sort of teams where it's not the Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Lions, right?
Mm-hmm. Always the usual suspects. Basically, Baltimore's down.
The only one is the Rams, you know, and ever since they've had Stafford, they've had a pretty high floor. So it's not, you know, but I still think they're kind of fun to watch with, like, Puka and Devontae Adams and Matt Stafford and that whole deal. They're a fun team to watch. Like, I think we were getting, as a fandom, Chiefs fatigue.
Well, it's happening in a couple of divisions. There's sort of been a renaissance in the AFC East. It's happening in the AFC West. You know, some of the things we knew, Bills on top always, right? Pats are there now. The West is the same way now with Kansas City falling. Would it have been 8-9 straight AFC West championship?
Yep.
And so that's what we're seeing is a change in these divisions. It is good to see. It's refreshing yes. to see. I don't know, man. How real this Bears thing is yet, nobody's ready. I wouldn't put us in that class.
Right.
Because Caleb's not ready for that. I think you saw that at the end of that Green Bay game. You got folks running wide open.
He got a little greedy. He did.
Bears have a run game that could do it, but with that defense, as shoddy as it is, you can run through it, basically. It'll turn you over, but you're going to go up and down the field. That's not a team that's ready to compete. This is a good start, a great start for the Bears on what hopefully in year two, year three of Ben Johnson,
maybe
you're a little close to being a competitor. But I wouldn't, yeah. If it's respect for my Bears, which I gave him last week, it's that you're ahead of schedule.
Yep.
You know, here with Ben Johnson taking over.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's here. He's going to join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, the hire of Charles Huff, how it all went down, all that and more on the other side. Stick around. J&J, 90 China FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Frank Bonner covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. He joins every Tuesday throughout the season. He joins us. Now, we knew that the next time we would talk to you, there would be a new hire at the University of Memphis.
Yeah, we knew it was going to happen fast.
And there is. And maybe not fast enough for some, but it is eventually going to get done, and it has been. Charles Huff will be introduced tomorrow at the University of Memphis at a press conference. Got done over the weekend. 7-5 last year at Southern Miss. Obviously won the Conference USA championship while he was at Marshall. Beat Notre Dame while he was there at one point. So he's a name that was in the mix the whole time, it felt like. And obviously he did enough to impress the powers that be in Ed Scott. What do you make of the hire for Memphis?
I mean, when you look at his track record and the resume you kind of played out, I don't have a negative thing to say about it. I mean, you know, people have wondered, was this the most accomplished hire, you know, that Memphis has had in, you know, how many ever years, and you got to put it up there. I mean, he's proven that he can win immediately. When you look at the turnaround he did at Southern Miss, they were, 1-11 before he got there. And so you truly don't know until he puts the pieces together and puts the product on the field. But I don't see why you don't believe that he can get the job done.
What are you most, in terms of everything you've gathered on him, his background, what are you most impressed with when it comes to Charles Huff?
His recruiting and how players feel about him. Mm-hmm. You know, because obviously that's important, because obviously you have to coach. You have to be able to coach in order to get the job done. But you need the players. You need the recruiting, and you need for the players to want to stay in your program.
Yep.
And it sounds like, from what I've gathered, he's a coach that can do both. He can recruit players, and he can retain them.
Respected by the industry, it seems, his peers, fellow coaches, all those. I ask you that, so that's sort of one side of it. What's your biggest question about, if I said, hey, biggest concern question, or, hey, this is where I'm not sure, where would that be for you?
Well,
I mean, we're all not sure, but I want your side.
I guess the biggest question when you're hiring a guy who's moving up in competition is, can he do it at a higher level, right? We saw what he did at Marshall. We saw what he did at Southern Miss.
Yep.
Can he do it at the next level in the American with Memphis? And so you just got to see when a coach is kind of moving up in status of a program, how that'll play out. Which I believe, I mean, you don't really know, but I do believe that he can do it.
I mean, they had won one game year before, yeah. Comes in, wins seven. Lost last three? What do you attribute? Because I haven't gone, you know, right. Behind the pull back the cover to see, okay, what happened in these last three? This is first year. That's one thing about it. But did you see something in terms of what transpired down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, this is first year. And honestly, the losing of the last three, because they were so bad the first year, the losing of the last three doesn't alarm me. You know, it's
sure
first year. Huh. You know, that if he lost last three, that means he was seven and two.
He was seven and two after beating Arkansas State on the road.
Yeah, and so like, and then, you know, things happen. I don't make that a knock on him in the same way that Arkansas didn't knock Silverfield for losing his last three,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I don't.
Especially not in your first year. This is, I would say, you know, that's one, right? First year, that'd be one thing. This was not Silverfield's first, and you know what I'm saying?
And by then you were playing with, I mean, not to say that the locker room should have looked at it this way, but by then you were playing with house money compared mm-hmm. to, you know, when you were 7-2, you've already made the turnaround at that point.
Right. Now that is it ideal that he no, but I think that Marshall tenure, you know, that's kind of where I'm hanging my hat. You know, I mean, Southern Miss is like it's hard to know exactly how bad. I mean, it seems like it was really bad.
But it is hard to win there. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, yeah. And so like everybody knows how hard it is.
It's hard to win at Marshall too. I mean, it's hard to win at both of those places.
And it's easier to win, at least in my opinion, at Memphis in the American if you can coach as good as it looks like he can with the resources you're going to have. I'm curious to see how he
if he hadn't built it up at Marshall, then maybe we got more questions.
Agreed.
But you saw him do it and then win the conference championship in a
and
league
even
that
actually,
some say it might be better than CUSA.
Well, he even had, and I think you made this point, but he beat Notre Dame his first year. Then he came back the next, and I think he won nine games. He came back the next year, had an underwhelming year where I think he finished under 500, and it was the year after that he came back, won 10 games, won the Conference USA Championship, and then went to Southern Miss. So I actually like the fact that he had a bad year, fixed whatever was going on, and then elevated it to get to the Conference Championship.
And to your point about the Notre Dame, I think it was the year after that, they they beat Virginia Tech.
Right.
So I think, you know, Memphis likes – a coach who can win the big games. I mean, even Silverfield was able to do that, you know, beating Arkansas and so on. And so he's proven that even, you know, when Memphis does have a marquee game, he's going to be able to.
But like the reason why I said the timing of that, like if Charles Huff had gotten the Marshall job, right, and he beats Notre Dame and he wins Conference USA, and then each year is like progressively worse, and then it goes to 7-5 and Southern Miss. I'm like, it looks like he just had like one good year, you know, at Marshall. Instead, it kind of like was sandwiched, you know, and he built it back up and elevated it to places that it had not been in a long time. And then at Southern Miss, you know, he obviously had to take over a bad deal. I don't know. Do you know what the particulars were for him leaving Marshall? Was there like a contract dispute?
From what I can gather, there was him and the administration. It seemed like they weren't on the same page with that, and so they kind of parted ways amicably and so on. And so and I know during the
they couldn't come to an agreement on an extension,
right? They
somehow
couldn't come, like, you know, that was what it was. And so I remember during the search or whatever, when, you know, his name was coming up, people were asking me, you know, is that a red flag or whatever, and I'm like, I don't think so. Like that was what it was.
Right.
And
well, he's going to be making money that he has never made
exactly
in his career.
So, like, that's not an issue.
Yeah. I mean, I assume he'll be making $2 million, $2.5 million here.
Yeah. So. I mean, somewhere around.
Yeah.
I mean, you were paying Silverfield, what, you know, so it's going to be somewhere around there. Yeah.
Do you think that, like, in terms of Memphis's philosophy, and I guess we'll learn more when we talk to Ed Scott tomorrow, but, you know, we've talked about the importance of this time for Memphis and is it time to go for the swing and the home run? And of course, Dan Mullen has to be willing, and I'm just using him as a, but that home run has to be willing to come. Like, I can throw all the money in the world, but if he's not willing to come, I can't force him to be here. But do you get the sense that, you know, Memphis had that kind of urgency? Do they feel like Charles Huff is a home run? Like, just what have you gathered about their thinking on him?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the process was finding the right guy. I don't think they were too bogged down with getting
the name,
sexiest name, right, or whatever. Right. They wanted to get the right guy.
I'm not sure how many sexy names there were.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I mean, we don't know that. It seems like Dan Mullen was not interested in leaving UNLV this year because he wasn't in any searches.
And not just like Dan Mullen. I don't want to make it seem like we're just talking about Dan Mullen. But whatever sexy name,
right?
The sexy name is not always the right hire.
That's right.
And so at the end of the day, the name becomes sexy,
right,
if he wins. And
that's
so
right.
That's
right.
If you have a guy that you feel like wins, it doesn't matter what.
Marcus Freeman was not a sexy name when Notre Dame hired him.
But he is now.
But now he is.
Yeah, right.
Now he's got the, you know, all of it.
And people have made the similar comments about
Brian Kelly was a sexy name at LSU.
And failed.
And he failed.
People made the similar comparisons to, like, you know, Mike Norvell and Justin Fuente in terms,
right,
of how sexy they were or weren't or whatever, and you saw what they were able to do. And so
Kalen DeBoer was a sexy name in Alabama, and
we verdict is still out.
I mean, I would say ultimately it's not been what they hoped it would be.
Yeah, right.
Because if he'd have lost at Iron Bowl, what I heard over the weekend from a coach that works in the Power Four today is that Lane was waiting for the end of that game to see if they would fire DeBoer. If Alabama had lost, to see if they would have fired DeBoer after the game, and then he would have taken the Alabama job. That's what I heard from a P4 coach.
And so, like, right. So you have to see how it plays out. And the whole, like, you know, folks have said, you got to get a guy who can win the press conference and win the fan.
Yeah.
At least to me, winning the press conference is more important for an AD than it is a football coach. Because I think for an AD, there's so many.
That's his job. Ultimately, that's the AD's job, is to engage.
Yeah, it's to engage and sell that. And there's so many different markers on how to grade an AD to where winning the press conference and all that stuff matters and so on. For a head coach, you just got to win football games.
He gets to go out once a week during the season, and he gets a crack at engaging fans.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're winning football games and you're winning the so-called press conference in the living rooms of recruits' homes and bringing them to the program, that's how you win fans over. I mean, at the end of the day, a Memphis football coach, whether it was Charles Huff or any other name, they were going to be graded on their ability to get to the conference championship and ultimately win it.
And Tulane hired the guy who could not win at Southern Miss that Huff replaced? Like, I feel great about our situation compared to what they did.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. That was surprising to me.
That one shocked you too.
Tulane, you know, for all intents and purposes, they've hit on their
hires. Yeah, Summerall's great hire, and he went on up. And
Willie Fritz before that?
Yeah. Yes, Fritz.
Don't forget about Willie, man. Willie was the godfather of Tulane football.
So what are you seeing in him that okay, he didn't know, he just didn't have it at Southern Miss? I mean,
no, this is a
our
disaster.
Guy goes in there and wins seven games off of one the season before.
Bro, this
Huff.
This guy came to the press conference today and said, I know I wasn't the first choice for a lot of people in here, but I am the right choice. Like, that's not a thing I want to hear from my head coach at all.
Yeah.
On this first day. Like, that is what makes me feel like this league got worse. This league got worse, I feel like, in terms of quality, because I know we like Hartline. He's got, like, all the stuff, but who knows, you know? I mean, he'll have money, but who knows? First-time head coach. And then, you know, Tulane just mailed it in. Like, they seemed like they went all in on Blake Baker and, you know.
And they
thought they'd get him, and they didn't, because he's making $3 freaking million to be the defensive coordinator at LSU. So.
And to your point about where the league is, you know, if you look at who the top teams were this year, a lot of them are in the position that Memphis is in with a new head coach. And
so South Florida has a new coach. Tulane has a new coach. Who else?
North Texas.
North Texas.
North Texas has a new coach who is a retread.
Right.
Who doesn't really strike fear in my heart by any stretch of the imagination. And Neil Brown, he was fine at West Virginia, I guess, but he wasn't great.
Yeah, right.
Am I missing anybody?
I mean, technically UAB, but,
right,
you know, they.
Well, he's already got a win over Memphis.
Yeah, yeah. So,
he does scare me. Mortensen. So, okay.
No, I mean, that was win over Silverfield.
Yeah, that's true. New regime. So yeah, like I think it's pretty obvious that Tulane downgraded. I would probably lean more toward South Florida downgrading. I mean, I would bet.
Well, your Hoosiers exposed my man Hardline with all that talent. How could they only score 10 points?
I mean,
Ohio State.
I mean, when you're game planning against Kirk Cignetti, I mean, can you blame him? I mean,
that affected my opinion of Hardline and that hire a little bit. Maybe too much so, but it certainly affected my opinion a little bit that he could only put up 10 points. I know you guys are a great defense, but come on.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at that, and maybe obviously because I'm biased, but I looked at that and gave Kirk Cignetti the bump more than
the minus. Yes.
Just because.
As you should. And I gave Respectberger to that point, to Indiana, I suppose.
No, Indiana took that.
That defense for Enda Mendoza, he got hurt on first play, still balled out for the most part, outplayed Julian.
I thought we were about to go game 7 NBA Finals all over again. When I saw that, I was like, man,
feel bad.
And then to see him back on that field, man, my goodness.
Should he
I was going to say, like, I was like, in fairness, I was drinking. But I was at the bar at Murray Buffalo Wild Wings. He gets knocked out. Then next thing I see, I'm like, oh, he's back in. But it's his brother. His brother is the backup at Indiana. Yeah, so like, didn't I just see him get knocked on his ass and like knocked out of the game? Like, oh, no, it's his brother.
Last name.
Should he not win was that not the Heisman moment? Coming back and winning that game.
Has to be.
I think so. And I remember like in the beginning of the game, folks were like, oh, Diego Pavia's loving this because there were some interceptions thrown away.
Right, right, right.
But when you see the game play out, you see him be able to knock off Ohio State. I feel like he was already the front runner going into the game.
There you go.
And coming out of the game, how do you not keep him where
exactly.
he was at?
That's what we thought was the best team in college football.
He went from a 40% chance at Kalshi to a 93.
Oh, it's done.
93-point something percent chance.
You said it. He solidified it.
Yeah. So I think that's.
And Pavia, great season, but no big wins. The Mizzou's like your biggest win, right?
Yeah.
So there's not enough, and you just beat Ohio State.
With this being said, this feels like
and you're undefeated.
Weakest Heisman year ever. Like
it's saying him.
Jeremiah
Love, and my guy Love, and they didn't have any big wins.
I mean, you know,
and he had a great season.
Two of the four guys aren't in the playoff. And then, you know, Sands just been managing the game the whole year.
But what John's not going to do is in the year that a Hoosier wins it, he's talking about this as the weakest Heisman race ever. You're not going to do that.
Is it?
Taking anything away from this young man.
Mendoza's
he's going to be John's quarterback, actually, with the Raiders. We've talked that
is. He probably
Heisman Trophy winner.
If we get number one, if we get number one or number two, depending on who gets number one, though, of course, we're going to have to worry about a trade to number one, depending on who that is. But it does feel like if the Raiders have the number one pick, it will be Fernando Mendoza. That is true. I don't know how it couldn't be because they need a quarterback. They have Geno Smith right now.
And that would be huge.
A Hoosier in Vegas.
What about A.J. Hill? You expect him to get in the portal? That just seems like the business, right?
Man, we already saw what Arrington.
He's out. Or he's at least in the portal. I got ahead of
myself. Yeah, so the portal is technically the portal opens in January. But he did say that he plans to enter the portal. This was before the hire, and he said he would give a chance to talk to the coaching staff to see how he would be used and so on. And so we'll see what happens there. And obviously you got A.J. Hill. I wouldn't be surprised if one of them stays, right? I mean, if Arrington is already saying he's out the door, I wonder if that increases the chances that A.J. Hill stays or – if A.J. Hill decides he's leaving, does Arrington come back? Like,
I wondered if there's a commitment level to A.J. Hill that's already established that Huff might not be comfortable with. But maybe he is just because A.J. Hill was a great prospect, but if you catch what I'm saying, that, hey, well, maybe Huff's got a different idea for that. I just wondered from that aspect. You know, the program would say, yeah, we're keeping A.J. Hill, right? But what if Huff says, well, no, I want to spend that money, you know, and make sure my defense is legit and I can get another quarterback at another price. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't you at some point have to allow him to?
True, right? And so, like, it would
have
be
his guy if for whatever reason AJ wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, it would be obviously those conversations would have to be had. But if money's committed to him, then it's committed to him, right? Like
forever.
What if you want to run an offense that's got a dual threat quarterback? You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, hey, with all due respect to AJ, he's more of the prototypical guy, right? And Huff wants to run a guy, you know, somebody that's a runner and a thrower.
Well, those are and then those would be conversations. Like if I'm a head coach and we have this blue chip guy and I'm telling you that you don't fit the style of quarterback that I want, then that's just a conversation. And then it's not like A.J. Hill's not going to have opportunities in the portal. So
right.
That's what it ends up being. Then that's just a business decision conversation to have. And if that's the case, then you have the same conversation with Arrington of you know.
I'm bringing this up because there was a situation with Memphis basketball where it felt like the program committed to the Lawsons, their play, the sons, you know what I'm talking about, John,
yeah.
as players,
yeah.
right, ahead of the hire, because we want you guys here, you mean too much, ahead of Tubby Smith, and then Tubby Smith gets here, and, he's sort of told, hey, this group is going to be yours, and, oh, by the way, this guy's an assistant coach, are you going to hire him? And so the program had sort of decided for the new coach that they will be, and I'm just wondering if the program would do that with A.J. Hill. No, you give this man that you just hired the choice, right, in that situation?
Yeah, and I would feel like those conversations would be had in the process.
Sure, right? Absolutely.
When you're talking about.
I would hope so.
Yeah, right, yeah. And so like.
Because Bowen dropped the ball on it, the former AD that controlled that. I mean, where it's like he's making promises to the Lawsons, and then he tells Tubby another thing, and then Tubby's the one's got to deal. And, he moved Keelan back. He didn't want him as his assistant, so there was some, some stuff that he had to deal with he shouldn't have because it was dropped. But you're saying that's getting talked through. Ed's too smooth.
Right, so whatever ends up happening with that and how that plays out, if there is, I would find it hard to believe that those conversations weren't had and already knowing what that's going to look like walking in. Now, obviously, there's route cards of what the individual people want to do, but in terms of what you feel like you have the ability to do in that situation, that's had to have been talked about before an announcement of being hired and all that.
You ever run a quarterback at Southern Miss?
Did he have another?
A running quarterback at Southern Miss this season.
Well,
a QB that's more like a dual threat
done.
Guy. I didn't go look. No, I'm not saying to bring him.
Oh,
I'm asking for the style that he ran, and he's still got to get an OC, but I'm just curious.
I'm still watching the film through Southern Miss, but he was mobile.
But more the thrower.
Right?
Which AJ
90 carries.
Yeah, he was mobile, but he wasn't.
Would be more like AJ, you're saying.
Yeah, like he could move, but he wasn't a
he's not a runner. Lewis. Yeah, a Brandon right? Lewis, a true dual threat, is what I'm saying,
right,
which AJ is not.
Yeah,
so maybe I can tell myself that kind of fits what he does.
It's interesting. So Brendan Lewis this year had 141 carries, right?
Yeah.
The year before at Marshall, Braxton had 134. So he did take it down, but the year before he was more of a runner. So he did have a year where so maybe that's it's hard to gauge too much.
Yeah, and
but he has had rushing quarterbacks in the past.
And he could hire a different OC that wants, and they decide to go in a different direction. We don't know.
I feel like you can make things work with a running quarterback or non-running quarterback.
Well, Kramsey showed us that.
Yeah, right. Like you can. Yeah, Kramsey did both. If Kramsey did both, there's other OCs and head coaches that can also do both. I don't think that's being going to dictate.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's bringing a lot of staff. Defensive coordinator Jason Seymour will be here. DB's coach Dominique Bowman will be here. GM will be here. Chief of staff will be here. OC obviously will be an important one, but it seems like Blake Anderson will want that and probably get the Southern Miss job.
Yeah, right. And so, like, you'll see how that pans out. And then obviously, it'll be interesting to see what dominoes fall for, because currently there's some overlap on Memphis positions and so on. So we'll see how all that plays out. But I mean, this is kind of what you expect with the hire. We saw Ryan do it with Arkansas, who he brought with him, and so that was to be expected in terms of bringing people you trust over to your
football
staff.
Scoop just reported 6 minutes ago he's bringing his strength conditioning coach and his defensive. I mean, so he's basically just bringing
the whole family. Yeah, he levels up, they level up.
Right.
I mean, I know that's probably the way he's looking at it.
Yeah, I mean that's how it goes. I mean, that's no different than any other.
If I'm having success and my success helped me get this job, why would I leave the people behind that helped me?
Unless you were Ryan, who could not. I mean, I don't think you could take Jordan Hankins with you based on the numbers here and knowing the need for defense, and that's why they had to go a different direction, right? I mean,
yeah,
there's got to be some.
And he's also going to the SEC, where it's like a little you could have, yeah.
Yeah, he's spending now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see, like, if you look at the Southern Miss defense, they tied for first with 21 interceptions in the country.
Okay.
I
saw 102 at SP Plus, and I was like, whoa, but the takeaways, huh? They were up there.
Yeah, and so, like, when you – I mean, obviously there's
– And it's first year.
there's going to be good things and bad things, you know, whatever. But in terms of the takeaways, you know, Memphis fans have been used to takeaways under Memphis defenses, even when the defenses have struggled. And so it looks like, based on who he's bringing with him, you expect that to continue.
Same DC.
Yeah. Okay, man. Well,
thank you, brother.
Good stuff. I know you're excited that the search is over and you can get back to daily normal life.
Yeah. That's
So you got this week, the presser tomorrow, and then Frank Bonner can go on vacation for a little bit.
Right? I don't know if I would say that.
Okay. No. No vacation for you. Always on. Season's always ongoing.
I mean, you know, there's still. I mean, we just talked about
players coming in now.
Players coming
hires.
In. And
that's true. He's going to be very busy.
You know, everybody.
Might not be off season for you.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody was wondering about the head coaching hire, but after you make the head coaching hire, there's all these dominoes.
Much interest in
the
OC and who's coming in, players.
Yeah, you
now.
Have to wait until after the portal season is over.
So I'll be stayed put
praying
for a little
for
bit.
You.
Yep. Frank Bonner covers Tigers for the Daily Memphian. Read him at dailymemphian.com.
Thank you, boss.
We'll come back, wrap this up on a Tuesday. J&J, 910 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holidays are right around the corner. And if you want to add some sparkle to the holidays, do that with Robert Irwin Jewelers. Doesn't matter what you're celebrating. Maybe it's the holidays or maybe it's an engagement. Maybe it's both. Stop on over to see our guy, Howie. Get that 5-carat lab-grown diamond band. It's one of the hottest gifts of the season. For just $19.99, limited time only while supplies last, you'll also get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings. Get that natural diamond as well. They got those in stock. The entire collection of natural diamond solitaire stud earrings are on sale. You can make it absolutely magical when you stop over and see Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yep. Can, if it's time to pop the question, choose as well. Handcraft engagement rings in unique trendy styles. Howie's going to take care of you like he's always taken care of. Of everyone we've sent over, including ourselves, whatever your style is, Robert Irwin Jewelers got the perfect ring for her. Get you that, yes. And, of course, the perfect gift for Christmas as well, and how he's got all the ways to pay. 12 months interest-free financing or take up to 60 months to pay will be the easiest and smoothest jewelry shopping experience of your life. I would tell you most fulfilling as well. I was just in there, and boy, did I come out happy. But more importantly, the person I was in there for was happy, and that's always the way it is with Howie. Visit any of their locations, three here locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Again, rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. The big news of the day, of course, is that Philip Rivers is unretiring to sign with the Colts practice squad. But also, you know, Marcus Freeman, we talked about him in that last segment. He's 43-12 as Notre Dame's coach. When he got the job, he got promoted, right? Was he like the defensive coordinator or something? When I want to say.
Yeah, Brian Kelly left from Cincy, maybe.
That sounds exactly right.
I think he was under Fickell and those hard-hitting Cincy teams and then got pulled over.
Yep, you're exactly right. It's all coming back to me now. Okay. He did 1 year as a defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, then he got the job when Brian Kelly left for LSU.
There you go.
And when he got the job at LSU, or at Notre Dame, everybody said, what are they doing? Like, you know, this guy has no experience at all.
And then when he lost to Huff.
And then when he lost to Huff and Marshall.
It got real
loud. It was like on the ropes.
Yep.
But now he's 43-12. And he is getting interest from the NFL.
I think it's only a matter of time. But I do think he'll stay at Notre Dame till he wins one. No?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I wonder how
he's so young. The NFL can wait.
Yeah.
You know?
He's only 39. Yep. So he can definitely wait. But maybe the NFL that comes calling might be the right job for him. He may see something in it. I don't know which one it is.
I could argue the other way. You can always go back to college.
You could always go back to college. That's exactly right.
That's what Nick Saban did.
That's exactly right. We don't know what – like, people say that if the Steelers job comes open, that's the one for Marcus Freeman. I don't know what the connection is there.
Well, that would be the reason to go in now if that changed hands, yes.
Because we know how
Steelers
going
to mess around winning the division.
Right. They would not
win the division.
Change.
Are they going to win a game in the playoffs? Probably not.
They won't make a change if they make the playoffs.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs, they're not making Tomlin step down.
I'm not sure that they'll make a change even if they don't. Because
I think it'll be on him if he wants to. If he's tired of this every year, you know.
Would he take a different job?
Yeah. He even said he understands fans are unhappy with him because he said he understands the entertainment business. And right now he said, right, we're not very entertaining. So he doesn't hold any fault with folks that want him fired right now. He understands the business. But, you know, his thing is getting folks out. My gosh, I mean, because of Baltimore, you know, and their issues, I mean, you got to give Pittsburgh a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Aaron was running. I mean, I didn't see it coming. I thought they were about to flatline.
Yeah, last December, Freeman agreed to a 4-year contract extension that runs through 2030. In 2023, he made about $7.5 million from Notre Dame. So, obviously, that's probably up to $8.5-$9 now, you know, if he gets NFL.
I think that you hit on it. He goes to NFL if Pittsburgh opens up, but not before.
Right.
No need to rush it.
Right. And it will come open at some point, and then he'll probably go. I mean, because he feels like an NFL coach.
Oh, dude, and once you're going to get that Pittsburgh job, you're going to keep it for a while just because they don't change coaches,
they don't.
And you'll be so young still, could have it forever.
Yeah. I mean, I think he has the feel of like a D'Amico Ryans type, you know, former linebacker who will relate well to the players, you know what I'm saying? He's got the painted-on hairline, you know.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I know y'all have said it's painted on, but I haven't seen the proof like with Jalen.
No, the proof has not been brought to the courtroom yet, but it is, again, highly speculated
and
on.
All that, yeah.
Highly, highly speculated on. So that's going to be one to watch, you know. Again, it's going to depend on a lot of things. Like Pittsburgh right now is winning the division. I don't know what the rest of their schedule looks like. I know they play the Lions, so that's going to be a tough one for them. They've got the Dolphins. That's not as easy as it looked once upon a time.
Such a weird situation that they are now winning after firing their GM.
Yeah. So they got the Dolphins at home, then they got to go to Detroit, then they got to go to Cleveland, and they host the Ravens again.
The Dolphins have beat some bad teams, sort of like Grizzlies.
They should go 3-1, maybe 2-2 at worst. They lose the Ravens at home. I guess that's possible, but is 2-2 enough? I guess it depends on what the Ravens do, right?
Well, you just beat them head up. That's the thing. Ravens have had their chance, and Lamar's not right. Defense is terrible.
No, they had
their chance to come back. It looks dead.
They're at Cincy this weekend, and then they got to play the New England Patriots, and they got to go to Green Bay, and they got to go to Pittsburgh. They're cooked.
Yep.
they just can't. They don't have the pieces this year.
Yep.
So, and like you said, Lamar's hurt. The defense isn't good. So, yeah, it's going to be another. I mean, that's another one. Like, we talk about the Chiefs not being in the playoffs. The Ravens ain't either. The Bengals ain't either.
But the Steelers will be there.
But the Steelers
Weirdly,
will be there.
And
the
year, Patriots will be there. I thought they had no chance. I thought it was going to go to heck with Aaron Rodgers.
That's so crazy.
Tied his ship to this, you know, tied himself to this thing.
All we've known as an NFL fandom is Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, that's, and none of them is going to be in the playoffs as of right now. I mean, Joe Burrow's out, eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, that performance.
I think Kansas City has a 14% chance, technically. I would imagine the Steelers or the Ravens are in that same boat. They have to win their division, and they're going to need help to do that. So,
see, and Pats aren't quite ready. To me, it's sort of like Washington last year. Believe me, I believe more in it.
Yeah.
And I believe more foundationally that they've got right. But they're not ready to win AFC championship game and go through to a Super Bowl, I don't believe.
Because here's the other part of this.
How the Bills can get them.
They haven't really beat anybody. They beat the Bills.
Oh, that schedule has been beneficial.
They beat the Bills in
that's their big win.
Week 5. And that's it. I mean, the rest of it's been Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons, Bucks.
Yeah, all those East
Jets,
teams got
Bengals. Yep. Without Burrow, Giants. So this week will tell us a lot. They got the Ravens the week after that. So the next 2 weeks, if they manage to beat the Bills again, then we'll say, yeah, they're for real. We need to start talking about them as a contender. If they lose, though, and the Bills will be max desperation because they already lost once, then it'll be like, yeah, this team probably just benefited and feasted on a bad schedule. We'll find out. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Frank Bonner for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Thanks to George.
Thank you, George.
Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.